All right, so we're diving into the world of data centers. More specifically, their impact on the environment.
It's huge, yeah.
Yeah, and we've been looking into how to make these digital hubs that we rely on so much more sustainable.
Right.
And a big part of that is focusing on the energy consumption, right,
Yeah.
of these servers.
It's a big one, yeah.
Yeah, I was reading some reports that claim data centers could use like a fifth
Oh, wow.
of all the electricity
Oh,
on
wow.
the planet.
Yeah, I can see that.
Which is just,
A huge amount.
that's a lot, yeah.
Yeah.
And that would be, a pretty big environmental challenge, wouldn't it?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And it's only growing
Right.
as our reliance on data and technology increases. So it's definitely
Yeah.
something we need to get a handle on, yeah.
So making servers more efficient, I think, seems to be a big part of the solution.
Yeah, it's a big piece of the puzzle. And what's interesting is that while the entire data center ecosystem plays a role, it's the servers themselves, the actual computers, that are using the lion's share of the energy. In many cases, we're talking more than 50%.
More than half.
More than half, yeah.
Wow. So it makes sense then, I guess, why everything that we've been reading is really laser focused on making
Exactly.
those servers as energy efficient as possible.
Yeah.
But how much of a difference can it really make?
It's a huge difference. It's not just about like tweaking a setting here or there. It's really about like a fundamental shift in how we think about servers and how they're designed. So, imagine if you're trying to cool down a room, like a data center full of computers.
Right.
They're all working at full blast, generating a ton of heat. You're going to need a lot of energy
Right.
to run the air conditioning.
We're
Right.
gonna
So, but if those computers themselves run cooler, you don't need as much AC, right?
Right.
So that's kind of a simplified illustration, but that's essentially the ripple effect we're talking about.
Yeah.
Less heat output means less energy spent on cooling, which can actually have a domino effect on other things, like even water usage,
Yeah.
especially in drier climates where they have to use water to cool.
Right. Yeah, that makes sense. And I did read, I think it was in that MIT article, that even something as simple as just optimizing server utilization
Yes.
can make a
Yeah.
big difference
Yeah, huge.
because so many servers are just running.
Sitting idle,
Yeah.
doing nothing, but still drawing power.
At a fraction of their capacity. It's
Exactly.
like, driving this huge truck when you could just,
Zipping around in a little scooter,
Exactly.
hopefully.
Yeah. That's got to be wasting a lot of energy.
It's hugely inefficient, yeah. And that's where you get terms like power usage effectiveness or PUE. Have you heard of that?
I have, yeah. It's like miles per gallon,
Exactly. Of course, yeah.
but for data centers.
It's a measure of how efficiently a data center uses energy. So a lower PUE means they're squeezing more computing power out of every watt of electricity they use.
Right. Makes sense. So, I guess for those of us who, we're not all, tech wizards out there,
Right.
but we still care about the planet, and we hear this term server efficiency.
Sure.
What's, I guess, like the key takeaway for us, normal folks?
Yeah, so the key takeaway is that server energy efficiency, it's not just about saving money for these data center operators. It really is a critical piece of the sustainability puzzle for all of us. And these innovations that are happening, from more efficient hardware to smarter cooling systems to optimizing how we're using these servers,
Right.
all of that can have a real tangible impact on our collective energy footprint and help create a greener future for all of us.
It's amazing to think about how these, behind the scenes changes
Yeah.
can really, like you said, contribute to a greener future for everybody.
It's a team effort, right?
Yeah. So I guess one final thought, as we rely on cloud computing more and more and all this data, data intensive technologies,
Yeah.
what kind of responsibility do all these tech giants have in pushing, the boundaries of what's possible with energy efficiency even further?
Higher, yeah.
I mean, are we headed to a world with hyper efficient, sustainable data centers, or is that just, a pipe dream?
It's a great question. And I think the answer is we have to be. We
Yeah.
don't really have another option. The demand for data and computing power is only going up, and we can't afford to power that growth with unsustainable practices. So these companies, they have the resources, they have the talent, they have the scale to really make a difference here. And honestly, they have a responsibility to do so. They're the ones building the infrastructure of our digital world. It's up to them to make sure the infrastructure is sustainable. So whether or not it's a pipe dream, well, I guess that's up to them, isn't it? I think it's up to all of us to hold them accountable and demand better, for ourselves and for the planet.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I hope it's not a pipe dream.
Right. Right. I hope so too. Well, that's all the time we have for today. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.
And remember, there's a whole lot more to explore in the world of data centers and their impact. So keep learning, keep asking questions, and let's all do our part to build a more sustainable future. Until next time.